everybody. I'm Ione Butler, and I'm the founder of Uplifting Content. And today I have a special guest for you. I met him at Tony Robbins' Date with Destiny, and we ended up talking about just life and what I was up to and what he was up to. And I was fascinated by what he does, and so wanted to get him on a call to share it with you. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Connell Barrett. How are you today?
I'm great, Ione. Greetings from frigid, ice-cold, Arctic New York City.
I was just bragging about how in LA it's going to be 80 degrees today. So yeah, I'm sorry. It's so ridiculous here. Go on.
Go ahead. I'm going to be indoors most of this weekend.
Yeah.
From old man winter.
Yeah, I don't blame you. You just want to hibernate when it's that cold. So first of all, would you like to share with everybody what it is that you do, please?
Absolutely. I'm a dating coach for men. I help men become their most authentic self so they can meet and attract women and create actual chemistry without pickup lines, without sketchy pickup artist type tricks. I basically teach men how to reconnect with their core authentic self and be vulnerable to women and find out if these two people have actual chemistry. And I've been doing this professionally now for about 2 years. I've been doing it in my life, my own personal life, for probably almost a decade at this point. And I love that you're all about uplifting content, because when I first got into this, learning about going out to meet and attract women, I felt like a little dodgy about it. I felt like it was kind of a sketchy thing. Am I going to go out and put on a fake persona? Am I going to go have to trick women into liking me? Because that's the perception in mass media. For those who even know about what I do, they think, oh, pickup artists learning to meet women. But it's actually very uplifting. The reason I got addicted to it is because it's been the most powerful form of self-development that I've ever undertaken. Mm. Learning how to be more yourself, more honest, more in the moment with people you meet, not just women, but whenever you're out socializing. So I teach men. My website's called datingtransformation.com. And all the content on my website and all the coaching I do with my clients is geared toward finding out who you are as a man, who you are at your authentic core, and dialing that up to 11. Mm. And then finding out if the woman you're talking to likes that authentic side of you. And if she's into it, great. Let's have a date. Let's connect as people. Let's see where it goes. And if she doesn't, I also teach men to say, hey, you know what? Nice meeting you. Maybe we're not right for each other. That's all good. Not everybody's going to be attracted to everyone else. So really, I like to think of myself as a self-development teacher through the vehicle of dating and socializing men and women.
I like it. I like it a lot. There was many points that you touched on there that I wanted to address. One of them was about how you felt it was being a bit seedy going out there and finding women and that type of thing. Because I've read The Game about pickup artists, and I've witnessed firsthand in, you know, LA and in London, people doing the kind of pickup artist thing on their dates, their training or coaching or whatever it is. It just doesn't feel good. And like from reading it, just, I don't know, it seemed quite manipulative. And I've read that book, and I've experienced guys like doing the negging thing and putting you down or ignoring you, all that type of stuff. And I'm like, oh God, it's so horrible. Yeah. So I can see how you would have felt that way. But I'm glad what I loved from our conversation at Date with Destiny was your, I wholeheartedly believe in your approach, and I encourage people to do that. And rather than going out to even just meet somebody romantically, just going out to connect with other humans. I love going out and just having conversations with random groups of people and getting to know them. And so anything that is encouraging people to get out of their head and just go and connect with somebody is awesome. So you said you started this 10 years ago. Tell me about how you started to find this path and try these things and do it. And what was it like before? Were you just not very good at talking to women?
Oh God, I was awful. I was terrible. I never had a date in high school. I went to an all boys high school, and I basically spent my four high school years. I spent my four high school years in my room reading and being very introverted. And I remember I went on a date with a girl in my senior year of high school, and I didn't know it was a date because I didn't think I was attracted to women. I just thought I was one of those guys who didn't have it, whatever it was. Girls didn't flirt with me. They didn't bat their eyes at me. They didn't want me to ask them out. And I walked a girl up to her. This is my senior year in high school. I walked a girl up to her door to say goodnight, and I put my hand out. Like she went in for the, like she was ready for the kiss. And that was completely out of my reality that she would even want to kiss me. So I just put my hand out and shook her hand and said, "Well, nice night, Stacy. We went bowling." And I walked home and thought, all right, that was just a night out with a friend. And the next day, a friend of Stacy's came to me and said, "Connell, why didn't you try to kiss Stacy?" And I like hit myself. I'm like, I could have kissed a girl. Yeah. I'd never kissed a girl before.
Oh.
I didn't even realize that was something that a girl might want me to do. So that's an extreme example of the kind of attitude and belief system I had myself all into my 20s and 30s. I just felt like I wasn't the type of guy who most women went for. Mm. And I didn't even know that it could be a different way. So I just walked through the world feeling sort of, not to get too heavy on you, Ione. But
I like heavy, go for it.
As a man. I had a lot of cool things going on in my life. Cool career beginning in my 20s and into my 30s. I became a really pretty successful magazine writer and journalist and great friends. And I have an incredible family. But in this one area of my attractiveness to women, I just felt less than a full man. And I just walked through the world feeling a little bit incomplete. And I didn't even know that's what was missing. I just felt like kind of small in that area. And it was entirely a combination of conditioning. Society told me that guys who are good with women are really good looking or really rich or really tall or have washboard abs or whatever it is. And I don't have those things, or at least in my mind, I don't have those things. I know I don't have washboard abs. There's no doubt about that. And I spent a good 10 or 12 years going from one long-term relationship to another because I didn't think I was attractive enough to date and meet somebody I really liked.
So did
and
you,
I actually
sorry,
got married.
Oh, so did yeah. you settle? Did you say, do you mean you kind of like settled with somebody that wasn't quite right?
But, yes.
All right. Gotcha.
Yes. I got married for 9 weeks, not 9 months, but 9 weeks in my 20s. To a woman who's a great woman, don't get me wrong, but I wasn't in love with her and I didn't really want to get married, but I thought she was the best I could do. Wow. On some level, I was settling because I felt like I saw a world of scarcity in terms of my attractiveness to women. And so you can make some really bad life decisions when you walk through the world that way, as a man or a woman,
yeah.
But I can only really speak for men because I work with men. And so what I really like to do, what I learned on my own and what I try to help my clients do is I like to show them that they have a choice. They have choice in a lot more women are going to be a lot more into you, I tell my typical client, than you might think. And let's go out and prove it. Let's go out and prove to you not only that you're attracted to women, but here's the cherry on top of the sundae. You're actually at your most attractive when you're being your most authentic.
Yeah.
When you're being your most present, when you're talking about your genuine sensibilities and opinions, and your sense of humor is coming out, and you're going to be much more engaging to a woman, I argue, than a guy who is reading lines you're supposed to say on the internet, or reading pickup lines, or going into your head to try to say the perfect thing to impress a woman, instead of being super present and hanging on her every word, and listening and then taking what she says in and then responding in a true way. That's the way to make a connection with another person, I think, rather than memorizing anything or what's more common is putting on a social mask of sorts.
Yeah.
Hiding your true self. If you're a big Star Wars nerd and does, I don't know, Civil War reenactments, and I want him talking about that. I don't want him hiding that. I want him talk about that sooner rather than later. Because I want her, the kinds of women who are going to like that guy are going to really love him.
Yeah.
But if he's hiding that side of himself and trying to put on a persona of like a cool guy or an asshole because he thinks women like assholes or whatever his vision of what works, he's doing an impression of somebody. He's hiding, he's watering down his true self.
And attracting the wrong person. Yeah, I think attracting the wrong person as well.
Yes.
I love that advice. I think I found that rather than being hit on, which can be a little bit, I don't like it. It's nice just to have somebody that comes and has a conversation. And like you say, just is an authentic, cool person to talk to. I love that. And so I think encouraging more guys to do that. And this is something that we spoke about when we met. I just generally don't get asked out very much. Actually, I don't get asked out at all. And guys don't really come up and talk to me very much. And I'm quite friendly and I talk to anybody. But yeah, I think encouraging guys just to be okay with just having a conversation, and you're right, sharing the stuff that's about you so that people get to like you for you, not something else. So simple, but necessary.
I know. It's like what mom always said about you is true. It's like I tell my clients, girls actually like you for you.
Yeah.
I know that sounds corny, but they really do. They want to know the real you. And that, and I have a lot of content on my website. I tell my clients, look, I want you to leave every woman you talk to for the night. Let's say I'm taking a client out for the night, what I call a kind of a boot camp. Go out, guys, and I'm not just giving them advice and sending them out. I'm their wingman. We go out together into bars and clubs, a lot like sort of like the movie Hitch, I guess, where I'm the Will Smith character, but mm-hmm. And I tell them the goal is to leave every woman, make every woman's night a little bit better, and leave every woman feeling a little bit happier in a slightly better state than when you left the interaction, even if she isn't attracted to you, even if she's there with her girlfriends and doesn't really want to talk, or even if she likes you, that's even better. But the idea is not to go out and hit on women. It's to bring something to the table. My favorite Beatles lyric, I'm a huge Beatles fan. You can maybe see behind me, I've got Beatles albums on my wall.
Oh yeah.
The very last line of Abbey Road is, The very last line of Abbey Road is, the love you take is equal to the love you make. Mm. And I tell guys, look, we're going to go out tonight and we're going to offer ourselves to people. We're going to offer them sincere compliments, sincere present conversation. And we don't want to take, we're not out hitting on women to take from them. We're out to offer, if nothing else, a nice present, positive energy.
Mm.
And then we'll go on our way. Maybe there's a phone number and a date happens, and if that happens, awesome. But if it's just two people having a nice present conversation and excuse me, and then my client move, or if I'm out, I move on and realize, you know what, I don't think she's into tall, skinny, nerdy redheads. That's fine. Not everybody's gonna like me that way, but I feel good just that I went over to her.
Yeah.
And I shared my true self and found out if we had chemistry, and then let's move on. So to your point, yeah, I don't think of it as approaching or hitting on women. And I give it more as spreading good energy, seeking to connect, but being okay if you don't connect, and leaving every woman you talk to feeling a little bit better, or at least no worse than when you first went over and spoke with her.
I think that's a fantastic intention. And something that, there's something that I do, but sometimes forget just when I'm with people, making it about them and helping to lift them in some way. So I think that's a beautiful thing just in life in general. What can you give to people? I'm just gonna read some comments. Corey's on the call. He's a friend of mine. Hello, darling. How are you? Joshua says, self-empowering. What does that mean in relation to? Kyle says, wow. Lol says, refreshing ideas. Omakar says, I'm like him. How did he change? How did you change? Like, I think you said, did you say that? How you changed?
I changed? Yes. So about 10, actually it was 9 years ago, I had just broken up with a girl who I was engaged to. And again,
So wait, you got engaged after you were married?
Yeah, so I got married for 9 weeks in my 20s. That was a mistake. And then I got engaged to a wonderful girl who I did love, but I realized 3 months before the wedding, we both did, that I wasn't ready because I had this unfinished business. I realized I was settling for her, which is the danger of going through life as a man or a woman for that matter, coming from a place of scarcity, because then you can ruin other people's lives by having them almost marry you. So I realized, okay, it was time to make a change. And I went out on one of these dating boot camps, and I had just read The Game, and I said to myself, okay, I guess the way this works is I use a bunch of pickup lines and I use a bunch of scripted routines and do negs and wear crazy clothing. And I remember meeting my coach saying, hey, I've got these two or three lines ready to go. And I've got Michael Jackson had just passed away. And I said, hey, I bought these Michael Jackson glasses I'm going to wear, which will be good. They call it peacocking in the world of picking up women. It's like, yeah, you're going to dress like Michael Jackson and get attention. And he said, and he was
Just to give it for anyone that hasn't heard of The Game, it's like a book and like a movement that happened about with pickup artists and how men can pick up women. And I hated it, and Connell tried it, and his technique is different, but this is his story of what happened.
Well, I went into it thinking that this boot camp I had signed up for in New York City in 2009 was going to be like The Game, but it was 180 degrees different. My coach actually said, forget all that stuff. He's the first one, actually, a guy named Ryan, who said, forget all that stuff. Girls like you for you. And we had a rule on that boot camp that I now do with my clients and guys I meet through datingtransformation.com. I say, you are not allowed to use any lines that you've ever used before. You're not allowed to use any lines that you read on the internet. You're not allowed to plan anything you say for the most part, other than hi, my name is John. You're allowed to plan that if you want. But because what I learned on that first dating boot camp I took was many of the same concepts that I now teach, which is being authentic, being truthful, and taking a lot of action, a lot of social action in talking to a lot of women and people and girls and also guys too. It's just I learned that it was really about being social and getting yourself out of your head and into your heart, like Tony Robbins says, like getting into your body and out of your head. And that's when your true best self will come out, when you can get into the moment. And so it was that boot camp that I took that sort of flipped this switch, where I realized, wow, I had some dates and some interactions that weekend. And I had never, by the way, I had never gone up to a woman before that weekend who I didn't know, and went up and to say hi with the possibility of romance. It was literally outside of my reality. I didn't know you were allowed to do that it was okay. So my hands were shaking. I was so nervous, and I felt like my self-esteem was on the line, my ego was on the line. And I found out that weekend, through a lot of repetition, or I began to find out that weekend, that a lot of women like me, a lot aren't into me, and that's okay too. I'm not everybody's cup of tea. But I found out that a lot of real awesome women did have real chemistry with me and really did find value in me. And so that weekend, I began to rewrite the script of my value as a man, my self-esteem in the area of being. I realized I was worthy to receive love from women, from some of them, and romantic interest, which was that one part of my life, part of my psyche that had a was running low. I didn't have confidence in that area. So that's what got me hooked on this, was how it helped me change internally. It wasn't about dating a certain number of women. It was about the internal change I went through that I began to go through over that weekend. So to answer the writer's question, I took that dating boot camp, and then took several more programs with different instructors, different teachers, and I really got fascinated by the psychology and I guess, the art and science and psychology of how male-female attraction works, and how to help men flip that, rewrite that story If you're a man who has a story that, and you tell yourself that I'm not attractive to women or I'm not good enough for a certain type of woman, then I'm in the business of helping him rewrite that script.
Very important to do. I think I need to rewrite my story too. I've been seeing a psychologist lately talking about that. And I was talking about my idea about guys that I'm attracted to aren't attracted to me. That's my story. But there's lots of really lovely guys that I'm not attracted to. They're the ones that are interested in me. And she was like, is that true? I was like, no, it's not. So I think it's so important for us to like figure out what these stories are that we have and definitely rewrite them. So I'm going to read some more comments. And then I had a couple other questions for you. Loz says, people being themselves is the time they are most attractive. It's not all about looks. 100% agree. Carla says, I believe it goes deeper. I think the main influences in our life we cannot control. More of a karmic tie with someone. Everything else I believe to be fixed attraction. Everyone knows that when you click with someone, it's different to being thought or manufactured. I don't know that I completely agree, Carlos. I think just being open to meeting people is essential to see if there is the connection. If you just kind of sit at home on your own and expect to karmically be aligned with somebody without being out there or being yourself, then I don't know that would work. One of the questions I had for you, Connell, was, in your opinion, two questions. One is, in an average night, like how many women do you go up and talk to? Or if you're, you know, you're doing a thing with somebody, how many women would you go up and talk to?
It really depends on, several factors, what my client's goals are. Yeah. But if I'm doing a typical night out where we go to a busy bustling New York City bar or club, it might be a few dozen. It might be for the first hour of my programs, my clients, I say, look, there's nothing to accomplish, nothing to prove. In other words, you don't need to get 10 phone numbers. You don't need to get a certain number of women into you. I want them to let go and be free. Be free from the outcome, be free from whether or not it quote unquote works. Because paradoxically, if you can let yourself be free and just freely express yourself and let those true opinions come out, let the fun vibe get into your body, that will make you more attractive to people in general.
Yeah.
People want to be around.
So sometimes a few dozen, huh? That's quite a lot.
Okay. So it is a bit of a... Yeah, totally. Well, something really cool happens in the world of going out, socializing, meeting women and socializing with a lot of people in one night I had this experience in a similar way at Tony Robbins' Date with Destiny, where every day we're with different people and we're hugging, high-fiving strangers and getting to know each other, is you create what is, I guess you could call it, social momentum. You leave your head and you stop grading every single interaction, every single approach, and you just get into the flow, the social flow. So I like to have my clients, at least if it's the first night he's going out with me and if it's the first time he's gone out to meet women, the more people he talks to, with every single woman, every single interaction, he's going to let go a little bit more. He's going to let go. And finally, there's going to be a moment when he goes into a flow state. There's a great book called Flow by author named, I don't know how to spell it, but his last name is pronounced Csikszentmihalyi. It's a famous book called Flow, F-L-O-W. It's all about how our minds, with a certain amount of repetition and presence, our minds switch off and we get into our bodies and time seems to go much quicker. So my goal is to simply get my clients feeling that way, whether that takes 3 or 4 or 5 approaches or 50, doesn't really matter to me. I want him to let go. And as soon as he is expressing himself and cutting loose and, you know, if that real unfiltered self comes out, then that's when he's going to make a connection with a really cool woman who likes his type and likes the energy he's getting out. So some nights it might be the third girl my client talks to. All of a sudden there's instant chemistry and a connection and they're just basically on a date the rest of the night, or as long as they can be together for that evening. Other nights it might be 50. Right. It totally depends on his goals, but it also depends on how I'm watching my clients to see, okay, is my client letting go? Is he really expressing himself? Is he having fun? Is he stepping up as a man? Is he looking at a woman he's really attracted to? And here's the big thing. And I know you talk a lot about the issue of fear in your content, which is a huge, we didn't really talk about that, but probably the two biggest boogeymen in the area of success with women and dating, it's self-doubt. Men doubt themselves and they doubt their worth. And it's also fear. They're afraid of rejection, quote unquote rejection, or they're afraid to find out maybe women aren't into them. So I'm looking to see, all right, what's it going to take to get my guy feeling less fear, or at least acting through the fear, because then the fear dissipates, and then to let them find out that they, and also I'm looking to see how his confidence is growing. And I have a lot of fun, silly techniques. This all sounds very deep and intense, and it can be, but it's also a lot of fun out. And I mean, I have guys do really fun, silly drills. Like a lot of men are very, they're stifled. They're kind of buttoned up and they can't just let go and be silly. So I'll give my clients directives. Like, you have to walk over to those girls and hop on one leg for the entire 2 minutes you talk to them, but you can't talk about why you're hopping on one leg. You just have to do something that is very silly and will, I want them to get used to eyes on them, the social judgment that it's, yeah, and find out that it's not that bad. And yeah, actually they can just like you and I are jumping around and hugging people and dancing at a Tony Robbins event because we're letting go of our self,
consciousness.
Our consciousness, yeah, and getting into the moment, getting into our body. And ironically, a guy will look at two girls and say, oh, come on, Connell, you want me to go hop on one leg? I look like an idiot. And that's exactly what I want him to do. I want him, yeah, to look like an idiot, because looking like an idiot can all of a sudden you realize, oh, wow, it actually feels really good to be silly and let go. And paradoxically, that, I'm not saying hopping on one leg is the secret to meeting women, but for a certain person who's a little bit like buttoned up and a little bit stifled, those kinds of techniques and drills can sort of unlock, help them let go, and yeah, then they can walk up to any, because once you walk up,
yeah,
to
once a beautiful, you've done woman, that, then you know it. Yeah. Sorry, it's a really, yeah, bad,
no, it's okay, thing. Sorry,
but no, I can see that once you've done that and done something that's seemingly humiliating and gotten through it, then you're on the other side and anything is possible. So Annie, it's a great technique,
right?
My other question, right, was what could women do to be more helpful for the process? Because if women want guys,
that's
to
a great question.
Like single women would want guys to come up and talk to them or ask them out or have a connection. So yeah, in your opinion.
Yes. I think that women look, not only do I love women in the sense of I teach men how to connect with them, but I also like them. And I respect women. And I think that women actually, I would say if he's a little bit nervous, if a guy comes over and he's a little bit nervous, but he's best to give him 60 seconds, give him a chance. It takes a lot of courage for some men to summon, to walk over and say hi to a pretty girl or a girl he finds attractive and put himself out there. And I think women actually are very patient and welcoming and warm toward the vast majority of men. And that's one of the things that can blow the mind of a man who goes out with me and hasn't done approaching, hasn't done socializing, is he thinks it's all gonna be either she's super attracted or she's really not friendly and not going to talk to me. 9 out of 10 women are awesomely friendly and warm and welcome. Even if they're not interested in that guy romantically, she might say, hey, it was nice chatting with you. You seem really cool. Now I'm going to get back to my friends. Or, yeah, hey, you're awesome, but I have a boyfriend or I have a girlfriend or I'm just not out to meet people tonight. So I would say, I think women all already do this, say, I would say to any women, thank you for giving a couple of minutes, letting them come over and share that energy. And I think that it was funny. I once met a woman when I was learning how to do this, met a woman. We were on our first or second date, and I had met her at Whole Foods. I just walked up to her chatting with her at Whole Foods. She said, I really liked how you came to me and you wanted to take a chance. She said, what a lot of don't realize is that you can come talk to us. Nice. Yeah. We're friendly. We'll be, you're safe. It's okay. Even if we're not interested, we'll say it. For the most part, women are sensitive to the fact that it takes courage to walk up to a girl and put yourself out there. So they'll say, thank you. I'm going to go on with my shopping now, but thanks anyway. Or maybe they'll say, you're an interesting guy. Let's trade numbers.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's safe. There's almost no downside to walking up to a pretty girl, as long as you're treating her with respect and that you're sensitive to her space.
Yeah. Great advice.
And how she's feeling. That's very important.
Yeah. Yeah. Read it. Yeah. Read the energy and what's going on. Connell, that was fantastic. I'm so glad that we got to discuss this today. I have been very curious after meeting you about just finding out more about what you do and stuff. And there's been some great tips, and like, please keep going and sharing this wisdom with other guys, because there's so many people that need it. And I appreciate it because we get the benefit from it. So thank you. For anyone that wants more information about Connell, the website the website is, I wrote it down in the comments and I'm going to add it to the show notes too. It is, tell me one more time, Connell, the website, datingtransformation.com.
Yeah, I'll plug myself real quick.
Yes, do that.
Right. It's dating transformation. Yes, it's called datingtransformation.com. And there's a lot of great content, all for free on the website, including for any men out there, or women for that matter, but it's geared toward men. I have a 3-part crash course it's completely free to approach any woman almost anywhere in a very effective way that women really like. It will tell any man who wants to talk to women. You know, a lot of men see a really cute girl at Starbucks or that girl at the gym, and they want to talk to her, but they're not sure how to do it. They can find out for free at datingtransformation.com.
Excellent. Yeah, be sure to go and check that out. I'm actually going to check that out. Awesome. Well, Connell, happy new year. Have a fabulous one. And everyone, thank you so much for joining the call. If this resonated with you, or you think you know somebody that can benefit from what we've been talking about, share this post. Next week, I'm giving away one of our uplifting content t-shirts. This is one of our designs, the Never Give Up design. But we'll be giving away one of our t-shirts to someone that has shared a post. So not many people have, so you've got a very good chance of winning. But yeah, guys, have a fabulous new year. I'll be back on Tuesday at 10 a.m. And yeah, I look forward to seeing you then. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Let's Talk About with me, Ione Butler. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast. And if you like it, please leave a review on iTunes. For more information, go to ionebutler.com or upliftingcontent.com. Speak to you soon.